As we know, starting this week, anyone age 16 and older can now get the coronavirus vaccine here, and the vaccines may soon become available to those even younger. But as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports now, not all parents here are on board.
Becky Bailey of Amesbury is eager to get a vaccine appointment for her 16-year-old. She pre-registered her daughter last week and is looking online and trying her town's vaccine clinic.
I'll call there. I'll try CVS. I'll multi-pronged approach to try to find her a vaccine.
Bailey worries about state health data on the rates of infection among younger teens. The state reported more than 2,600 positive cases of the virus among those 15 to 19 years old over the past 2 weeks. At the same time, Bailey's daughter wants to get a part-time job, and in-person school resumes later this month.
Her getting back out into public and being exposed, particularly to that younger age group, which seems to be having an upswing in cases. I think it's just one of those make you feel more comfortable.
But not all parents feel the same way.
I would rather take my chances with COVID.
Rachel Yovan of Dudley says not enough is known about the vaccine, so her 16 and 17-year-olds will not be getting them.
Until we know long-term effects of this, I don't think that it's worth the risk. I think we're healthy enough to fight it off on our own. So I guess in a way, I'm kind of thinking, don't fix something that's not broken.
Starting this fall, some colleges will require the vaccines for students. Among them is the 18-year-old daughter of Heather Hill of Arlington. Hill says she'll be relieved once her daughter is vaccinated.
I just think from a public health perspective, I, as a parent, I'm going to feel more secure sending my child to college if I know there's a low risk of her catching COVID while at college.
Also, Hill wants her 12 and 15-year-old children to get the shots soon.
Our kids are going to camp, and it's a sleepaway camp in rural Wisconsin. And so we have our fingers crossed that they can get vaccinated before they leave.
That might be possible. Vaccine maker Pfizer has applied for emergency use authorization for its shots in 12 to 15-year-olds. Right now, Pfizer's the only vaccine that can be used in those under 18. Moderna is also studying its vaccine in younger kids. But Holly Robbins of Charlton says she would not allow her 12-year-old to get the shot. She's skeptical, especially after the pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine last week.
I don't know, for lack of a better term, I don't want my son being like a guinea pig for the government with vaccines. And I don't think that this one has been through enough trials that I think it's safe.
Many doctors say vaccinating the more than 1 million Massachusetts residents under the age of 18 will provide immunity to more people and help subdue the virus. Dr. Rick Malley, who works in the infectious disease division at Boston's Children's Hospital, says although most children don't get as severely ill from COVID, they can spread it.
It's a very good development to try to, you know, encourage young people who may not be at highest risk of bad disease, but could be, in fact, transmitting, could still get sick. They could have long COVID.
More than 3 million pediatric coronavirus cases have been reported nationwide. But Dr. Malley says that could be an undercount because children are not tested as frequently as adults. He expects the next debate will be whether to mandate the vaccines for children and whether even infants should get the shots. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.